Today on Seculo, Politico warns liberals of voting machine hacks as the media meltdown on midterm day begins. We'll talk about that more today on Seculo.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jay Sekulow.
Hey everybody, welcome to the broadcast. We're going to be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. And Jordan, there is a lot of issues already coming up on the election, folks. Can I start with this Politico?
Yeah, absolutely. Because it is, I bet people haven't really seen this yet. It is so absurd because there are people right now fighting big civil lawsuits over making the same statement.
Okay, so the 2020, this is from Politico. We're putting it up on the screen for our audience that's watching us. Folks, remember all the election issues with machines? Okay, and then there wasn't the machines and lawsuits started and you couldn't say anything about the machine. I'm defending some of this, so I know what's going on with these machine lawsuits. This is Politico. 6 election security threats to watch for on election day. This is Politico. The 2020 presidential election was rife with allegations of voting machine hacks that were later debunked. Yet there are real risks that hackers could tunnel into voting equipment and other election infrastructure to try to undermine Tuesday's vote. So they couldn't do it in 2020, but I guess they could do it in 2022. But if you would have said that and you were a conservative, you end up getting sued or in some cases, you know, having federal charges brought against you. So this kind of shows you the dual nature of what's going on here. And that's just a start.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, remember, this is now Democrats and liberals who will claim if there's a big Republican victory, what are their claims will be? Well, these voting machines are at real risk from hackers. So are they talking about Dominion voting machines being at a real risk from hackers?
Well,
are they going to go testify to that?
Let me tell you, I'm handling some of this Dominion litigation. Yeah. And like I said, we don't have evidence of hacking of these machines.
But why don't they get treated the same way?
I never bought any of that. But why are they bringing it up? And they're not saying Dominion, to be clear.
Yeah.
They're saying voting machines. But that could be any of these companies, but there's only 3 or 4 big ones. But Here's the point. In 2018 and 2020, that was, if you said that, that was like, you know, you can't say that. And now Politico publishes it. So I wonder if companies are those companies going to sue Politico? I doubt it.
It's so flippant, too. I mean, it's a one sentence. There's real risk that hackers could tunnel into voting equipment, other election infrastructure, and try to undermine Tuesday's vote. That's it. You know, this is like their 6 things list. If that was something they honestly believed, really believed, it would be more than a sentence.
You would think.
This is part of the narrative that they're starting to create today.
Already.
In preparation for tonight. By the way, don't let any of this persuade you not to vote. Get out and
100%.
Vote because we cannot win. We cannot see a red wave. We cannot win any of these races if you do not vote today. So
I did it.
Whether or not it takes you an hour.
Took about 45 minutes.
It is busy. We know that.
Big turnout.
And if you live in a state that has a really contested race or races, prepare. But remember, a lot of you said, I'm going to wait till election day. So make sure you do not leave the line until you have cast your ballot. And if you go this evening, as long as you're in line before polls close, you get to cast your ballot. So don't be deterred by that either. Just make sure you're there before it technically closes. That's different in every – we can't go through every one of the states, and I don't want to confuse people. You can get that easily in your state in a local law. But this flippancy of that there will be voter fraud, but this time around it will only benefit Republicans. I mean, it's just to me.
And we got to know. We'll wait when we come back from the break to read the other one that's out.
Yeah.
About watch your leads dissipate and don't be thinking something's going on.
That's just anti-Republican. You know, that Republicans get ready. You'll be leading in all the races, but then when you wake up in the morning, you'll have lost. Crumble completely is what ABC News said about Republican votes being tallied, because there will be, quote, dumps of early ballots and absentee, which, by the way, if you actually look at the numbers, Republicans are doing pretty well. It's not necessarily 50-50, but a lot better than they were last cycle, which means when those dumps come through, that shouldn't benefit Democrats by like 20 or 30 points. It should be like 5-6 points.
We're going to see really soon. Hey, support the work of the ACLJ at ACLJ.org. We're in a matching challenge campaign. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment. Take your calls at 800-684-3110.
second. So we said Politico, they've already got in there. Hey, by the way, Democrats, these machines are at a real risk of being hacked.
Not only hacked, tunnel into voting equipment and other election infrastructure to try to undermine Tuesday's vote.
And I mean, you know, they're not talking about undermining the Republican vote.
No.
So now they're flipping it, and all those people that call election deniers and this and that.
Lawsuits have been filed in federal court for people that said that.
Yes. But, you know, it's Politico, so no one's going to sue them, I guess, for saying that. But, you know, they're prepping Democrats. We'll lose because the Republicans cheated by hacking. Or we're going to win because a lot of votes are just going to be dumped on Republicans. You know, they're all going to show up on Election Day, and then in the middle of the night, they'll be dumping over those early ballots and early voting, and their leads will. This is ABC News. Think they're trying to affect the outcome of the election? Think they're trying to dissuade people from going to vote? Which is exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to dissuade you folks, because they're saying you'll wake up and your leads will dwindle or crumble completely.
Let's read exactly what they said. Their leads will dwindle or crumble completely after perceived dumps of votes are recorded by state election officials who count mail-in and absentee ballots in days or even weeks following the elections. Which, by the way, this is the year 2022. Do you think by now you could figure out how to count the election results on the election day? Like almost every place else
just
in the world?
Just Maricopa County in Arizona saying it's going to be Friday just for the county.
But this does not mean don't vote.
No. No, no. You need to go vote. Overwhelm them. Overwhelm with Republican votes. Let's do it, folks. Get out there and vote. And if you're listening to us in your car or on radio and you haven't voted yet, make sure you go. And if you can go right now, go right now. It won't hurt my feelings if you have to turn us off to go get in line to go vote right now. Do it. It's that important. Also, if you're watching the broadcast, whether it's by your phone or if you're at your computer, something like that, make sure you have a plan. Most of you said you're going to be same-day voters. That's what we picked up from our audience, right?
Yep.
So that means I hope you would have already voted by now, or that you've got your plan for this afternoon. And you know when the polls close, and you know where your polling place is. You got your right ID if you need that. I mean, just understand the rules, and it's easy to do. You just Google it real quickly if you're not sure.
It was not complicated.
No. So, and I want to hear from people who have voted today or in the lines, especially in those battleground states at 1-800-684-3110. I think Kent has an important message out of California online one. Hey, Kent.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
It is important to vote regardless of what is said about fraud polls or anything else.
100%.
Enough vote, the fraud is overwhelmed. Voting for the best candidates gives them more political capital, which when they win, helps them take a stand and be more effective. If they lose, the other candidate will have less political capital because of your vote and do less damage.
You know,
in many states, including California, a vote day registration with a provisional ballot, so even people who are currently not registered to vote can vote.
Well, this is the point is, you know, I don't care what Politico writes about, hey, you know, this could be hacked or not, and when they certainly poo-pooed that, you know, in the last couple of years, or ABC writing, their leads will dwindle or crumble completely. Who do you think their leads are, by the way? Republicans. It doesn't matter. The fact is, if every vote counts, like you say, this is how you... Look, it's your civil obligations, your civic obligation to do this, and you need to do it. Let me also say this. If you're watching on any of our social media app, and of course, we promote Rumble first and foremost, Rumble hit plus on Facebook, could share, and thumbs up on YouTube. And we encourage you to do that on all those social media apps right now, because we have a lot of people that are watching. Your radio broadcast, of course, you're listening to us. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Let's talk about what we are going to see tonight, likely. What states do you think, like Georgia, for instance?
Yeah, Georgia, I think, again, what it may take longer in Georgia is just to know, did one of the candidates, I'm hoping it's Herschel, obviously, get to that 50+1 so there's no runoff? Kemp looks like he's out of that margin. If people vote, remember, I throw out the polls today. Polls don't really matter today because guess what? That's all based off if you're going to show up and vote, who votes. Today is the day you got to show up and vote if you haven't done it already. So I think, again, Ohio usually is pretty quick. Pennsylvania is not usually. So on the, you know, the eastern side of the country, getting into the Midwest. So look for Ohio. Look for Georgia. Look for Florida. You know, I mean, those races still, I know they're not as closely watched. People expect DeSantis and Rubio to win. But again, neither will win if you don't vote today in Florida. Yep. Like, you got to go out and vote. And then on, again, I think maybe Wisconsin with Ron Johnson's race. And then we're getting maybe a lot of House seats. You know, so we might know more about that than we do the Senate, obviously, honestly. And when I'm saying know about it, I'm talking if you're on Eastern time, 2-3 in the morning. This is when you're out west. You know, if you're on Pacific time, it actually benefits you on election night because you will know a lot more about what's happened on the East Coast before it's really, really late. I mean, again, we already have in Maricopa County, just listen to this sound. It's absurd that a country that has an election day, not election week, election day, this is what Maricopa County is already saying about vote counting.
The stakes are high in these midterm elections, but it could be days before we know the outcome of some key races.
We're not going to have final results on election night.
In Arizona, officials in Maricopa County, they've already announced they expect most votes to be counted by Friday.
Today is Tuesday. We expect most count. What are they doing? You know, again, go and vote. I'm not accusing anybody of fraud. I'm just accusing, this is ridiculous. In a country that is this amped up, and we are amped up on this election, both sides are, yep. Let's be honest, Republicans and Democrats, get the result. You know how you prevent ferment? You let the vote get out there.
Yep.
What get, all this get results. Is get trouble. It over with. Like it used to be
it
in the old days.
Trouble.
We knew. Call the vote. Bum. Now we got all the technology and we can't do it.
It causes a lot of trouble. It's one of the more controversial races in the country for Democrats. They don't like Carrie Lake. She's become very popular amongst the Republican Party. I'm really excited about her hopefully becoming governor and that whole team there with Blake Masters. And we've had on the AG, Abe as well.
Yeah.
And then, of course, again, this idea that it will be Friday. Like you said, the unrest. That's how the unrest built.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good for either side. They need to.
People are already tense. Have you picked that up?
Well, I could tell you what you saw.
I picked up that. Pam
said this.
Very tense.
Mom said this in the when she was in line when she did early voting. I voted day up today. It is dead quiet. I mean, there is tension.
Talk about who you're voting.
You
for.
You don't talk about anything. I mean, it's no one's talking to anybody. You just kind of and you're waiting a little bit. We had to wait about. I had to wait about 45 minutes, but I'm glad I did it. But yeah, it's tense. But you know what? Your civic obligation is to vote. We want to encourage you to do that. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110.
Yeah, let's go to Tammy in Montana on line 5. Hey, Tammy.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
So in Pablo, Montana, which we're a very small community, the internet is down. So if you don't have your ID, it's going to be a hassle to vote.
You know, it might be a hassle, but you can still get it done. And Tammy, did you pick up when you voted on the medical care requirements for born alive infants, that ballot measure? Did you see that one?
I don't think that we have that one on our ballot. We have Proposition 131.
Yes, that's what I mean.
That's what it is.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I am on the Republican committee, and we had put out a voter card in support of that. So
what
we
does that
voted
one do, Jordan?
So that one is a medical care requirement for born alive infants. So it requires infants that are born alive after induced labor, C-section, or attempted abortion to receive medical care regardless of any medical condition. Yeah. So that's a vote yes. There's some other ballot measures. A Michigan ballot proposal 3. That allows abortion on demand up until birth. We are encouraging a vote no. Kentucky ballot proposal 2. That's a vote yes. That's no right to abortion or abortion in the Constitution. There's California ballot proposal 1, the constitutional right to reproductive freedom. That's got the late-term abortion in it, the perinatal stuff. Again, we encourage a vote no. We just talked about Montana, Proposition 131. We encourage a vote yes. In Vermont, there's Prop 5, which is a right to personal reproductive autonomy. Again, late-term abortion, shielding Planned Parenthood and from oversight or any regulation at all. Abortion would have no regulation at all. We support a vote no there. As of yesterday, Planned Parenthood and pro-abortion politicians have used $415 million on ads alone, just on these ballot issues. That does not include the ads they've run for candidates. That's just on the ballot. Just those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ballot issues I'm talking about here.
You know, the problem with these are, and as
in
you
Michigan,
know,
outraised, the pro-life side was outraised by $30 million. In Kentucky, outraised by $4.2 million. California, the pro-life side has been outspent by about $13 million. I mean, that's just the numbers there. And that won't necessarily add up to, I mean, I think Rand Paul's going to win in Kentucky, but that ballot initiative has been underwater. But voters, same day, can change that.
Yes. So NBA, I mean, that's gonna change that.
I just the whole message today. Listen, we're gonna report the news, report the nuttiness, report the craziness. But remember, all the stuff, all the discussion we've had leading up today does not matter if you don't go vote. It just doesn't, because the polls are just a poll of who might show up, and all those tight races aren't going to be tight if you don't show up and vote. So
one
just
thing you could see
get
tonight,
your friends there too.
Yeah, and one thing you could see tonight, even if you don't have the final, if there's all of a sudden these huge gaps. I mean, like, you know, somebody's up five, which usually now be 5 or 6 points. That can be indicative of something. But I would, you know, you vote regardless if it takes today to get the results or next Friday. Yeah. I mean, seriously.
It's that important.
Vote.
We all know.
Absolutely. And support the work of the ACLJ at ACLJ.org in our matching challenge. We'll be back with more. We'll take your calls, 800-684-3110. Mike Pompeo coming up.
Welcome back to Secular. We're joined by our Senior Counsel for Global Affairs, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, has been out on the campaign trail throughout this process. We made it to Election Day, Secretary Pompeo. Just first, just your reaction as you traveled the country, a lot of different states, different folks, but the enthusiasm for conservative and Republican candidates, what was it like on the ground in different states? And was it similar across the country?
Jordan, it was an incredible privilege to be out. Dozens and dozens of places all across the country, typically conservative places. I was in Connecticut last week, not a typically conservative place. And what people were consistent about was they just want to be left alone. They want their families to be intact. They want parents to be able to understand what's going on in their schools and make sure their kids aren't being taught crap. They want to be able to afford gasoline for their cars. These were consistent for the last 16 months that I was out campaigning. People were energized to reclaim what they know as American greatness. And I'm convinced that when we all wake up tomorrow morning, that will have happened.
You know, Mike, I'm looking at the, because, you know, we get news breakdowns every morning when we're prepping for radio, and I'm defending one of these, a network involved in some of this election machine litigation that's been going on. But then you get this Politico report, right? And this is from Politico, and it's listed under cybersecurity. Okay, and you were the head of the CIA. And this is what they say. The 2020 presidential election was rife with allegations of voting machine hacks that were later debunked. Yet there are real risks that hackers could tunnel into voting equipment and other election infrastructure to try to undermine Tuesday's election. So in 2020, that was impossible. Nobody could do that. People got sued over it. And now in 2022, you got Politico running an ads with it. You were the director of the CIA. I'm ensuring people that our elections, because I don't want this as an excuse for people not to vote. People's votes are going to be counted if they get out there and vote.
I completely agree. Go vote. Your vote's going to be counted. The system always, there's always stuff around the edges. There's always little problems. I've read about a few that are going on today. People need to get out and vote. To hear the Democrats teeing up their argument to continue, frankly, what is Hillary Clinton and Stacey Abrams' continued complaint about election denial, right? The chutzpah to say the Republicans are election deniers when Hillary Clinton claims that the 2016 election was stolen is really quite remarkable. Go out, vote. We'll get it right. The process will work. If there was something amiss, there'll be legal recourse. You've been involved in that too,
yep.
Jay.
Yep.
And we'll get it right. And the American people should have confidence.
Of course, they're saying
good things are happening.
Yeah, of course, they're saying. You know, you got Arizona saying, "Hey, we'll probably know the results Friday or Saturday." I mean, this is absurd. Yeah. But that none of this is an excuse not to vote. Go ahead, Jordan.
Yeah, well, that's what I want to say is that Secretary, you just said about if there's issues, we're going to fight them out. But there will be no issues to fight out if people don't vote. I mean, they've got to get in line today and make their plan. I mean, you've been a member of Congress, before your time as a cabinet member. And all of these talk, all of the polls, all of the numbers, they mean nothing today. It is all about who shows up.
Grab your friend. Grab your family. If you haven't voted, there's still time everywhere in America. Get out and cast your ballot. Your point's exactly right, Jordan. We've got the turnout. All the noise, all the chaos doesn't matter. We've got to go out and do it today. I got asked all the time over these last month, Mike, what can I do? How can I make a difference? What are the things I can do? And this is the day for people to go out and have their voices heard. President Biden says democracy is under assault. I think democracy is about to demonstrate to the Democrats that they are completely out of touch. with the United States, but that only happens if folks get out and vote today.
You know, I think about races like in New York, where our friend Congressman Lee Zeldin is in a neck-and-neck race for the governor of New York, and who would have thought, you know, even a year ago that that would be possible? But that is what has happened, and I think that is showing, Mike, the overall discontent with the direction the country's going under the leadership of Joe Biden, and it's trickling right down to the state level.
No, you've got it right. Look, you have Governor Hochul out telling people, I have a plan, don't believe what you're seeing. Well, believe what you're seeing, and there's no evidence she has any plan to keep the people of New York safe. And I think tomorrow morning we're going to be able to call our friend and call him Governor Zeldin, because people, this isn't about Republican and Democrat. This is about the American idea that if you try to get to work on the subway, you'll be safe. If you go into a Walgreens or a CVS, you don't have to worry about some thug stealing a bunch of stuff and creating chaos. People can see what's happening. They're gonna take it back, and I'm convinced those folks will all turn out and vote. Some of whom may well not have voted in previous elections. I hope they'll do it. I hope they'll go out today and vote for things that will make the lives for themselves, their children, and their grandchildren better.
Yeah, I mean, the first closing message, which did not work, was the democracy on the ballot, because we've seen a lot of Democrats these past couple days switch their message entirely back to the economy and crime. But Joe Biden, he went from it's about democracy, Secretary Pompeo, to let me just reiterate that we're not going to do any new drilling. And by the way, I'm going to fire all the coal miners in America. I mean, when you got a tight election in Pennsylvania and Ohio, what a wildly just out of touch message to those voters to say, by the way, that coal plant in Massachusetts that we closed down, we're going to close the rest of them down too.
I'm only laughing because they are so disconnected. It breaks my heart, frankly, that we're not only going to throw coal miners and all the people in the business out, but families this winter, when it turns cold, are going to pay way more for their home heating oil, for their electricity, for natural gas, turn their stoves on, all the things, gasoline for their cars. The Democrat Party has just moved away from reality. They wanted to talk about transgenderism and January 6th and all this crazy stuff. And the American people are like, no, just make it work. Right? Keep the nation under control. Don't get 13 of our kids killed in Afghanistan. Don't drive gasoline prices 20% higher. Just make it work. The Democrats have demonstrably failed at that. And I'm very confident that everyone's going to go out today and vote against those policies. Not right. The Democrats want to talk about messaging. The messaging isn't the problem. The problem is the lives that the American people are having to live because of the suffering the Democrats have imposed on them. And I'm confident we're going to have a good day today.
All right, very good. Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State, and of course our Senior Counsel for Global Affairs. Thanks for being with us. Do you want to go ahead and let people know? I think it's important for people to know as we go into a break. Rick Connell's going to be joining us later. But, folks, we are in a matching challenge campaign at the ACLJ at aclj.org. It's November. These are the November and December, the 2 months that have the greatest impact on the overall work of the American Center for Law and Justice. We set our budgets based on November and December going forward. And we've got big initiatives we haven't announced yet that are really big initiatives here in the United States that's going to impact the world. But your support of this is critical. You know, you see this broadcast, and you see me and Jordan and our team that's on air. You see the studio. You don't see the six people behind the camera that are working here to put this for you. Jordan and Logan are also adding three times a week a podcast, the Secular Brothers podcast. I mean, more content's being created. We've got cases going on all over the country. We've got a case pending at the Supreme Court of the United States right now involving prayer. All that's happening because of your support of the ACLJ. So if you're able to support us, this is a great time to have your support matched. So whatever amount you know, Jordan, you said it yesterday. Some people wish they could give $100, but it's only, you know, $25 or $50 this year. Well, effectively, that's $100 for us if they gave $50 because it's matched.
Right.
So every amount helps. We encourage you to do it if you're able.
Yeah, that's right. At aclj.org, you'll see right at the top the matching challenge. So it just what it means. And it's a great example. So if today, you know, you can't give what you usually would give, if you usually would donate something like $100, well, if you donated $50, that will be matched by another $50. So it's like $100. If you donated $25, it'll be matched by a $25 donation. That's $50. So it's a great time because you double the impact of the money that you do donate. And we know, again, you're making tough decisions right now, but if you're in that position where you're still making contributions, we really encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ today at aclj.org. Donate today. We'll be right back.
Keeping you informed and engaged now more than ever.
This is Seculo. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
I guess you know what we're talking about today. It's election day. And our first priority is this. If you're listening to us right now and you're waiting to vote in the parking lot, shut us off and go vote. You can turn us back on. Like, get in line. Go vote. Take your friends to vote. It's not going to hurt my feelings. Also, if you're watching, you can share it with your friends and family. They can see this show throughout the day. Whatever you're hearing, even what you're hearing from us, too, about the chatter, the this and that, I do not want any of that to be a discouragement to you. You're going to hear plenty of it today. They're going to try and figure out ways to get you not to show up. They're going to say it's going to be hacked. Now Politico is saying
Politico
that.
Politico is saying that. This is ridiculous.
Some of that is they're planning on how can they explain away a Republican victory.
And also, look, these networks want this election to go on for 2 weeks.
Oh, gosh.
Because this is for ratings. So, I mean, but that doesn't affect what Jordan's saying is absolutely right. That doesn't affect your vote.
You got to kind of
go
like,
out and vote.
Yeah,
ignore cut through the noise, all that nonsense
vote,
and vote.
Make sure your friends and family vote. Then you can tune back into all the fun and nonsense later on today.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take some calls.
Yeah, right to the phones. I wanted to take William's call in Maryland because I can answer it quick. And this is just across the country. There's different rules. Hey, William, welcome to Secular. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. When I went to go vote, it only took me 15 minutes in and out. I was really shocked about that, or kind of disappointed, no lines. Because, you know, not, I don't seem like too many people were voting. But I handed them my voter registration card and my ID. He saw the registration card, goes, oh, good. And it doesn't even look at my ID.
Right.
Don't need an ID in Maryland, unless you're a first-time voter that didn't register with your ID, which is hard to imagine. But if you voted before, and you didn't have to have your other card either. You could have just come up, said your name. If you had been a voter before in Maryland, there's no voter ID requirement. So
the states are allowed to set those up.
States have those rules, and every
under
state
the Constitution,
is different.
The state can
I
make
wanted to
the
take
determination.
That and say that this is for Maryland. I am not talking about other states.
Right.
But if you have questions about the concerns, it's very easy. I mean, I just checked it while I was before I took your call, William.
All right. We're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. Let's take Mary Ellen's call out of Illinois.
Hey, Mary Ellen.
Oh, hello. Thank you for taking my call on this important day. I just wanted to say in two things. In 2016 and 20, I was an election judge. And we heard Dominion officials tell our Cook County Election Board that the tabulators were connected to the Internet service providers like Verizon and Sprint. But in the last year, IT experts told us we can overcome the machine vulnerabilities by flooding the polls. So everybody needs to get out.
I think, look, the vulnerabilities of the machines are not, I'm not going to get into that because I'm a defense lawyer in one of the cases. But let me just say this, okay? The people that are talking about the machines being vulnerable are not the Republicans. It is Politico.
Democrats.
Okay. There are real risks that hackers could tunnel into voting equipment and other election infrastructure to try to undermine Tuesday's vote. And we're putting it up on our screen for those that are, let's put it back up, for those that are watching us on air. That's what Politico's saying. Now we're saying, nah, go vote. This is like to discourage voting. Don't buy it. Vote. Your vote will be counted.
Yeah.
We'll make sure of it.
There's some wild stuff that's already happened in like Maricopa at a precinct.
Yeah.
They said that their machine was only counting the votes right 75% of the time. Okay, they got to go get that fixed. And if you're at that precinct, you want to make sure that gets
poll
fixed.
Poll watchers there.
They already got it. They already caught it.
Caught
think about how early in the morning they caught that right off the bat. I mean, that was early morning Arizona.
Yeah.
So, again, please don't take any of this as a reason, as an excuse not to go vote. You have no excuse. You've got to figure out your day. We told you to plan it. I hope you did. Even if you didn't, even if it takes 2 hours or longer or more, won't it be worth it to wake up to Republican victories and conservative victories?
Yeah.
Yes. And you're going to feel much better about yourself. You're part of that than if you were just on the sidelines. Don't be on the sidelines. If you are educated enough to listen to a broadcast like ours, you have no excuse to be on the sidelines. And I know 99.9% of you aren't. You're voting, and you made your plan, and you're figuring it out. You don't care how long it takes. And that's great. But we know that these elections can be decided by that 1% or less that said, you know what, it's too long of a line, or it's waiting outside, or it's too hot, it's too cold.
I went to two voting precincts to find the one that I thought would be most effective. I was in and out. It took 45 minutes. It's where the folks support the work of the ACLJ at ACLJ.org and our matching challenge. We're taking your calls. Rick and Al coming up. We're opening up our phone lines, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Back with more in a moment.
to Secchio. Rick Rennell is joining us now, and Rick is in, he was in Nevada, now Arizona. Big races there, of course, so Masters, and of course, Carrie Lake, who's become a star. We want to see those victories out there, and Abe Hamada as well, Hamada as for AG. Rick, being on the ground now, that's what we're trying to tell people. We've heard some goofy stuff out of Maricopa County, but is turnout big? Is turnout the way we want to see it?
Well, I think what we can say is that early voting numbers, both in Arizona and Nevada, have given Republicans a lot of encouragement. We are doing way better than we have done in the past in terms of mail-in ballots and early voting. And what that indicates is that the Democrats are just not that excited, and Republicans are motivated. We are also seeing long lines in Arizona for voting already. And as you alluded to, here we go again with machines and tabulators that are not working. And it just is really frustrating, because we have an election system that is totally at the local level. And what that means is that you should be able to conduct an election at the local level, hire as many people as you have to make sure that we don't have long lines. Maybe you need, more people working, but you also need more people counting. We cannot have a situation where we are messaging, and shame on the media for jumping on this message to say, oh, it's going to take days and days and days. I'm telling you, you can put elementary school kids in a room and they can count faster than some of these people that are claiming that they need days to count. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, the fact is, though, with all of that, Rick is saying this too, vote. If you've not yet voted, we encourage you to go out and vote. Now, I think it's ridiculous too, Rick, that it's that already they're announcing in Arizona, oh, we probably won't know anything till Friday. And I'm thinking, this is where the networks love it, because it's better for ratings to drag this out.
Huh? Makes a lot of unrest to the country.
But it does create unrest, because people want certainty. I remember the days when we voted and that night we had the answer. Yeah. And if it was close and there was a runoff, you knew there was a runoff.
Yeah.
How are you feeling overall, though, Rick? You've been around the country. I mean, I sense that there is, like you said, enthusiasm for the Republicans and not so enthusiastic on the Democratic side. But this is where every vote counts, because these races are razor thin.
They're razor thin, and we must have people not only vote, but stay in line to vote. Don't get frustrated. Bring water, maybe even bring a folding chair. But the reality is you have to stay in line. If you're going to wait to vote on election day, then you have to stay in line. No excuses. I see this energy across the country, even though we're being outspent. Let's be very clear. The Democrats are way outspending the Republicans. They've got all of the corporation money. They've got university professors. They're controlling the whole system, banks and everything. But it's going to take a whole bunch of money to convince people that gas prices are low.
Well, I mean, you had, Rick, I'm going to play this one. I want to get your reaction to it. So Congressman Maloney out of New York, who now is, by the way, heads the DCCC, which is the Democratic Congressional Committee's campaign arm for the entire country for congressional Democrats. But now he's in a race to try and save his seat.
Right.
This was his closing message to his voters in his district. And I mean, this is like the Democrat message to the American people when it comes to inflation and the higher cost of goods. Bite two.
Hudson Valley residents are feeling pain at the pump and at grocery stores. What have you done and what do you plan to do to help solve our inflation problem?
Yeah, well, I grew up in a family where, if the gas price went up, the food budget went down. So by this time of the week, we'd be eating Chef Boyardee if that budget wasn't going to change, right? So that's what families have to do.
So, I mean, Rick, this idea that no plan for inflation, no plan for recession. We've heard that from Karine Jean-Pierre. And just go get your Chef Boyardee, which, again, nothing against Chef Boyardee and families who rely on that to feed their families and keep them full.
All over again.
But yeah, this is the United States of America, and this is the Democrats' head of the DCCC's closing message to voters. Just go buy the cheapest stuff you can find to feed your family.
Well, look, this is the same message that Democrats are doing as they shrink production of oil, as they shrink the supply of water, right, and electricity. In California, we're not talking about expanding production. We're talking about telling people to conserve. So conserve water, conserve energy, conserve electricity, and now it's, you know, all across the country of just shrink your grocery bill by buying the cheaper stuff and go with a less quality food, and that's their solution. And this is not something that I think the American people are going to accept. We are the greatest country in the history of the world. We should not have politicians telling us to unplug your appliances from the kitchen after 5 o'clock and eat Chef Boyardee.
Can I say something also? I'm looking at Fox News right now, and the Chiron says problems reported at 20% of Maricopa County's Arizona's election sites. Okay, I just say this. First of all, that's no excuse not to vote. But can I tell you something? And somebody that's litigating these issues,
they knew they were going to be a huge battleground state.
Can we not, Rick? You are the director of national intelligence. Can we not figure out how to tabulate votes in the year 2022?
It's really outrageous that this is happening. But listen, we've said this before. The reason this is happening, the reason the Democrats get to be completely incompetent, is because the media are not pushing back with them. Heidi Presbala, who was an NBC far-left reporter and now is at Politico, really wrote a piece this morning mocking all of the Republicans that might possibly be in charge of elections. Rather than talk about the politicians that might take over the elections, she should be writing about the current politicians, Democrats, who are in charge of elections, who are a disaster.
You know, Rick, ultimately, we've got, you know, a lot of people who are sitting back. They want to know, you know, where should they be watching tonight? From your perspective, you know, and again, this changes if you're East Coast versus West Coast, what time zone you're on, how possibly late you can stay up. But what races are you watching most closely? If you're talking to folks out there, and again, it might be elections in their state, but also, you know, I think it's important, too, that we might get some of these House seats back much earlier. We might know more about the House than we do the Senate earlier in the evening. But where are you looking? I know you're out in Arizona and, of course, Nevada, and those two are really important to Republicans across the country. Anywhere else that you're watching closely?
Yeah, so what I'm going to be doing tonight is I'm going to be watching the Ted Budd race very closely, because he's going to win, and I want to see how fast he wins. Because if Ted Budd wins fast, and then you immediately see Dr. Oz go up and win, I think you're going to see at that point Lee Zeldin and Tudor Dixon make it a really good hot race. They could possibly win, and I'm going to watch that red wave come all the way over and sweep through all of the seats in Arizona and all of the seats in Nevada.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because the fact that we could retire Gretchen Whitmer tonight along with Nancy Pelosi, along with the Democrat one-party control in New York, I mean, that's huge. A huge potential.
Well, Lee Zeldin, the fact that that's
outside
a close
just a federal
rate,
issue at the state level, too, no. Oregon as well.
Look, I mean, the fact that Lee Zeldin is in a competitive race for governor, he's a great candidate. He's a good friend of ours. I know a good friend of yours, Rick. He did a tremendous job in Congress, and he would be a fantastic governor. But the fact that it's that close, Rick, tells me that we've got a lot to be hopeful for tonight.
Absolutely, and I think you got to put Bolduc in there, the New Hampshire Senate race. That could really go I'm going to be watching Ted Budd's race quickly, because I know he's going to win, and I want to see how fast. If he wins very fast, that means that red wave is really powerful.
All right, Rick, as always, we appreciate it. We know you're campaigning hard out in Nevada, now Arizona, and best of luck to all of those candidates. I just encourage people to get out to vote. It looks like Arizona is going to be here. You're there. Looks like it's going to be a hotbed of these voter issues.
Just get out and vote, even if you're there.
Oh,
and you
yeah,
haven't
absolutely.
Voted. Please, go
get out,
vote.
Get
they'll
out your
figure
vote,
this
and
out.
And then people like Rick and us, we will fight the battles we got to fight.
Right.
But let's, I mean, they're going through it right now on TV. I mean, it's a whole thing.
I mean, here we go.
But Rick, as always, we appreciate it. We know if you follow Rick on Twitter, too, you can stay updated on a lot of those races out west, because he's out west. A lot of us are East Coast heavy. So follow Rick on Twitter. Stay up to speed there. Make sure to get out the vote. As always, we appreciate having you, Rick. But it's like flashback.
No, I don't understand how we're at the point we're at in 2022. Exact same places.
Philadelphia and Maricopa County.
And you don't even want to mention the equipment's name because of these lawsuits, but then you got Politico saying, you know, they could be
easily hacked. Easily
hacked and compromised. Not easily. They say real risk that hackers could tunnel into voting equipment and other election infrastructure.
That means it must be fairly easy.
Well,
but they can say this without fear of lawsuit.
Right.
We say it.
And you're getting sued.
You're being deposed.
All right. Right, exactly. You're being deposed. I would know because I've defended those
depositions. But I guess we're okay today because we're quoting Politico.
Yeah, you're okay today.
Just to make sure if any of you machine companies are out there. We're
SecularBrothers.com tonight? Today?
Yes, do another? We're going to do it today. We're going to do it tomorrow. We're going to do an extra broadcast this week. So we're going to do tomorrow as well.
Great. And then on Thursday. All right. So let me encourage you to go to SecularBrothers.com. That's Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, wherever you can. Spotify, wherever you download your podcast, you can get it there.
Pretty wild.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one, I suspect.
We got another segment coming up.
Yep, we're taking your phone calls at 800-684-3110. We've got two lines open for you. 1-800-684-3110. Also, don't forget, support the work of the ACLJ and a matching challenge campaign, ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment.
Calls where you get right to them. But as I'm going to say again, every time I can today, get out and vote. If you are sitting right now, you're listening to us instead of going to get in line, go get in line. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. But I want to, we're on the podcast later today, or you can check in, hear the rest of the show. We post it for you everywhere. So let's go right to the phones. Larry in Wisconsin on line six. Hey, Larry.
Yeah, first time caller, but I watch your show all the time.
Great.
I'm a veteran.
Thank you for
service. Yep, and I was in the service in 1971-72, and the Democratic Party and the Republican Party could hardly tell the difference back when I was in, I've lived in Milwaukee County area all my life, mm-hmm. and when I was in the Air Force, the career military guys didn't like our senator from Wisconsin. It was William Proxmire, because he always gave out the Golden Fleece Award for the worst, wasteful spending in the Air Force. They weren't buying like $500 toilet seats or something like that. And I shook his hand. He used to be at the Wisconsin State Fair every year. And you couldn't tell the difference between the Democrats and Republicans because they all love the country.
Yeah, the party differential is significant, yeah. And the discourse is coarse. I mean, that's just
a
fact.
There's all these plays to get people push people, hey, maybe don't go vote. Because, listen, remember what we told you. The Democrats realize the Republicans seize on this voter fraud issue, right?
Yep.
So what they're now is putting out in their media that there's voter fraud going on.
So you don't
AKA
vote.
Don't go. So
you
don't
understand
vote.
That's what repeat what you, Jordan's going to repeat what he just said, folks. You need to listen to
so
this.
They realize
very, very important.
We care a lot about voter integrity. We do. So they're going to get these stories out immediately. I mean, think about the fact that before we were even on the air today, which is noon Eastern time, a polling place in Maricopa County was already a mess. Okay, what time was that? That had to be just the minute it opened.
8 o'clock, 9 o'clock this morning.
Right. And they already, we're getting another call in fact, and I'll go to it in a second, out of New York. But this is, they know you care about it. They know it can also discourage you from voting. That's the key. Do not let any of these stories today discourage you from casting your vote. In fact, I want to go to Susan next.
That's what they're doing.
Susan, yeah, ready. Hey,
take
Susan.
Susan's call.
Called in from New York with a very, there's a lot of congressional races there that are very close, and also, of course, a big gubernatorial race. But Susan, tell people what happened today where you voted.
Okay, I'm in Wyoming County in New York, and I voted in the town of Bliss. When I got to the polling station, there were about five people voting, and I sat down in my booth to vote, and I heard the poll worker say that the machine was misreading ballots. So I stood up and I listened to everything that she told the person that was putting their ballot into the machine. It did not take their ballot. It did misread the ballot. So she went with that person to the machine and had them put their ballot in the back of the machine, not feed it into the feeder, but
right.
Put it actually into the machine. So I got up and a couple people ahead of me put their ballots in. It would not read their ballots. I got up. I put my ballot in. It would not read my ballot. So I went home and I called the election, the Wyoming County Board of Elections.
What did when you spoke to them, what did they tell you?
They told me that there were 5 towns all across Wyoming County that the machines were not reading the ballot.
And how are they rectifying it? That's what I like to know.
They said, so this is what they said, that they were having sheriffs take new ballots to these towns.
Okay.
But what happened to my ballot?
I think you may want to go back up to your polling place.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think that's what I would do. If they're taking new ballots, that means, again, go back to your polling place. If they say, oh, no, we've got your ballot here, and we're going to put it aside, say, okay, well, if you can cast it the right way, go there and then start there. And then, again, stay in touch. Make sure your vote gets counted.
Right. Okay, let's go ahead and take another phone call. Let's go to Pennsylvania. Jody's calling. Hi, Jody.
Hi, Jody. Thank you for taking my call and everything you do. I just want to let you know that I live in Penn Hills, a suburb of Pittsburgh. Yep. I voted this morning. There was no lines, and they actually asked me for my driver's license.
Yeah, because the law has changed in Pennsylvania.
They have changed the law in Pennsylvania. Our state required voter ID to identify a driver's license. You know,
we're not hearing issues about that. The states have changed the voting laws to make it easier to vote, but also less fraudulent. That's working.
Yeah. Despite this, you know, a hiccup here and there, I think it's working generally.
Yeah, don't let the hiccups discourage you.
Early voting has been world records or U.S. records. So that's very, very positive. Let's take another call.
Yeah, let's go to Teresa, Idaho, Line 5. Hey, Teresa.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I just want to remind everybody not only to get out and vote, but please pray. Get on your knees and pray. Prayer is powerful, and God can overcome the cheaters. So everyone needs to pray.
You're not kidding. And look, pray for our country. Pray for our leaders. Yep. I'm telling you, pray for New York, and because this could be an earthquake up there in a good way if Lee Zeldin were to become the governor of the state of New York.
Think about that.
Michigan too. I mean, these
Oregon.
Where they really need
a new change.
You're behind.
Yeah, but you need a change.
But there needs to be change. And the populace is starting to say we need change. So I'm going to be encouraged.
And they're looking
by
to Republicans for that change. Yep. That's also extra encouraging. Final call of this Election Day broadcast. Christine in Texas on Line 3. Hey, Christine.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I just want to encourage everybody to get out and vote. We went Saturday, my husband and I, as we were walking out by our vehicle. This couple came out. They are originally from Venezuela. They were crying. They reached out to us. They said, listen, we came from Venezuela. We lost a good country, and we're going to fight to keep America great.
Yeah, isn't that great? So, I mean, that's the reason why, as we close this broadcast out, we encourage you, if you've not already done so, either with early voting or already voting today, go ahead and vote. Really important. Now, Jordan and Logan are going to be doing a podcast this afternoon normally that would not be today, or they would normally do one today. You would not, but you're going to do one
tomorrow
as well. So they're adding a day to the podcasts here. Tomorrow we'll give you an analysis of where we think we are, because we're going to have some really good ideas. Jordan, you'll be sending out, I'm sure, some tweets tonight.
Yeah.
So the way to stay engaged on that, at Jordan Seculo, at ACLJ, at Jay Seculo, at Logan Seculo is a good way to do it. Let me encourage you also, folks, support the work of the ACLJ. ACLJ.org, we're in a matching challenge campaign. Any amount you donate to us, we get a matching gift for. If you're able to donate, we really appreciate it. Again, that's at ACLJ.org. Now, Jordan and Logan have this podcast. It's called Seculo Brothers. It's doing great. You can get it wherever you listen to your podcasts. A lot of people are watching it on Rumble and on Facebook and YouTube. But also people are downloading it as well traditionally. So we encourage you to do any of those. And that podcast, it's gotten great reviews. People are loving it. And it's, like I said, it's 3 days a week and doing a great job on that.
Yeah, so we encourage you to check that out. It's very different than our show here. We don't hold back much on that podcast.
Saying we hold back here?
Well, I mean,
a little bit.
You know, we are assuming if you're a podcast listener, you're probably voting. It's a different audience.
Not as buttoned up.
Definitely not as buttoned up, because we're not on a time clock or anything like that.
Yeah, no, it's great. You should do it. Again, folks, thank you for supporting the work of the ACLJ. It's this broadcast. It's cases at the Supreme Court. It's cases at the school board. Your support makes that big of a difference. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. And again, think about the people we've had on today. Mike Pompeo, Rick Rennell on our team. Because of you, they're on our team. ACLJ.org for that matching challenge. Talk to you tomorrow.